Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Happy hump day, everybody. We're almost halfway through the work week. I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Yesterday was a big day as the franchise tag deadline passed. The Super Bowl champion Bucks had a couple of players to choose between. Should they tag star defender Shaq Barrett for a second straight year or wide receiver Chris Godwin? Well, let's just say Tom Brady should be happy because the team franchise tagged their Pro Bowl wideout. Therefore, Godwin is slated to make just under $16 million on the tag in 2021. He caught 65 passes for 840 yards and 7 touches last season. It was a busy Tuesday for the Tampa front office because, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, the Bucs also agreed to terms with veteran linebacker Lavonte David on a 2-year contract extension worth $25 million. The Giants, meanwhile, placing the franchise tag on defensive lineman Leonard Williams, is viewed as more of a placeholder for a long-term deal, which the two sides will continue to work towards. On the other side of the ball, the G-men's QB, Daniel Jones, completed his second season. It's been a mixed bag for the young signal caller, and he's shown flashes of brilliance, but his 39 giveaways since 2019 are the most in the NFL during that time frame. A reporter asking head coach Joe Judge about assessing Jones' play so far in his young career.
Joe, this offseason seems a little bit different in terms of some of the top quarterbacks in the league and their potential to move around. I'm wondering if your stance has changed at all because of some of the potential availabilities of those players regarding Daniel and why or why not?
No, it hasn't at all. It hasn't at all. And again, you know, we have confidence in Daniel. He's a player that we want to work with going forward this team. He showed us a lot of improvements, a lot of things. I go on and on about how much we respect him and like him and, you know, how the locker room responds to him. But the simple answer to that, Tom, is no.
Over in the NFC North, the Bears using their tag on Allen Robinson, despite Chicago switching from Mitchell Trubisky to Nick Foles and then back to Trubisky as starting quarterback. Robinson ranked tied for first in the NFL with 12 games of at least 70 receiving yards in 2020. The division champion Packers are going to let Pro Bowl running back Aaron Jones test the unrestricted free agent market, and the Lions are not using the tag on wideout Kenny Golladay. Injuries limiting him to just 5 games last year, but his 16.8 yards per reception since 2017 leads the NFL. How about the Ravens? Could they be interested in a wideout for quarterback Lamar Jackson? Well, Jackson just completed his third season, therefore he is eligible to sign a contract extension in Baltimore. Head coach John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday and was asked if he's discussed a new deal with his electric quarterback.
We talked life, football, building the team. We spent a lot of time. Lamar and I have had a few conversations, how we're building things schematically, those kind of things. I want his input all the time. So that's what we talk about. I'm very confident that the other part of it, the business part of it, will be worked out in the best possible way for everybody. And, you know, Lamar and his people and Eric, and they'll figure all that stuff out. That's not the nature of our relationship.
Tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, NFL Network will be at both the Texas and Clemson Pro Days. Trevor Lawrence already had his Pro Day, but the rest of his teammates, including running back Travis Etienne, will be front and center on the Path to the Draft Pro Day special presented by Verizon. Also join NFL legend Michael Robinson and former Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick for a brand new episode of Total Access, the Locker Room Podcast. They provide unique stories and insights about the game of football, and I cannot wait to hear what they discuss with this week's guest, former NFL head coach Rex Ryan. You know, Rex has a lot to say. Download it today. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.